All right, we're going to bring you quite an important story because I think a lot of you over the last few days have been extremely frustrated. You've been trying to get hold of the city for whatever reason. Tsego, you don't even have to tell me your story. You're just shaking your head vigorously there. But it's all about phoning into the city, that infamous number, 011-375-5555. And people have called and called and called, and they've called for all manner of reasons. Because, of course, all the various departments are linked to that number, and you call into a centralized system, and then your call is diverted according to whatever your needs are. But people have just not been able to get through to the city number for the last few days. 2-3 days, perhaps as many as 4, but you've been telling us that it has been near impossible. Now, initially, we thought this might have been the result of a hack, and that hack that brought the city of Joburg systems to their knees. We heard shortly after that the technicians had come in, that they'd solved the problem. But we thought, well, perhaps this lack of contact with the city or lack of accessibility to the city has been caused by the hack. But it seems not. It seems there was a contractual dispute between the city and its internet service provider, Dimension Data, that led to the problem. So bring into the conversation now Funzele Ngobeni, the MMC of Finance in the city. MMC, good afternoon. Thanks very much for talking to us. Can you just explain to us in very simple terms why it was that people were not able to get through to the city this week?
No, thank you. And thank you very much for the opportunity, Joanne. So I was listening to your intro. So you will remember we experienced an unfortunate cyber attack on the 24th of October, which necessitated that as a city we must shut down all our systems just to prevent more damage into our applications.
All right.
That was the first incident which required that the call center also be shut down.
Right. But you brought it back online afterwards, right, MMC, briefly?
No, actually, the call center was one of those systems that we couldn't bring them up. And I'll tell you why. Because we wanted to make sure that we upgrade the system, because the call center system that we've been using was an old one. Now, with the new environment that we had to bring back after the cyber attack, we had to make sure that it's compatible with the call center, or the call center is compatible with the new environment that we are bringing in. So the call center is one of those applications was not going to come back when all the systems were coming back. So immediately when we thought that we are making progress and most of the systems were being restored. And then 2 days, 3 days ago, we had an unfortunate legal dispute with our internet service provider, Didata, which also delayed us in terms of getting the systems back. But I can tell you now that a whole lot of work has now been done. We are in the process of ensuring that in a new call center environment, an upgraded system, it will be introduced before the end of this week.
All right. So your contractual issues, your dispute with Dimension Data has been sorted out for the moment?
The contractual issues have been sorted out, Joanne, and all our applications that are linked to the service provider are now up. This includes your e-service where our residents will receive their statements via email and via the internet, and that is up as well. All the where we are able to report the outage for City Power, the first link application is also up. So all the systems that are linked to this service provider are up. And as I'm saying, the call center is the only one that's been delayed, and it's precisely because we want to bring back a better and more advanced call center system that will be introduced in the city before the end of this week.
All right. So the main worry has been, MMC, if a house catches a light or there's some kind of emergency, what number do people call? Because we were sent email addresses, but as you can well imagine, nobody's going to be able to make use of those in an emergency.
Yeah. So with regards to emergency, Joanne, since the beginning of this IT issues that we have been having in the city with the cyber attack, since then, we have redirected our emergency calls to a 112 number, which is our provincial counterparts. They have been assisting us to take the calls in terms of emergency, while we are able to dispatch ambulances and fire engines. So that one is, although it was affected, but we were able to come up with an alternative measure to limit any inconvenience for our residents. But we do understand that with regards to logging queries with the city, we have made our offices across the city. You know that we've got our customer service offices across the 7 regions of the city. Those ones are open. Our residents are able to just quickly run to them and log any query that they might have, and they get assistance there. But also, we are using our social media account as well, our Joburg Water, our City Power. They are always available to assist and then be able to log queries for our residents. So we hope that, Joanne, before the end of this week, all systems will be back up, including the call center, and will be back to normal as a city. It's very unfortunate that we had to experience two type of disruptions which are linked to the IT environment, and we had to make sure that we deal with them. But I'm glad that we are making progress.
All right. Just one last question, MMC. There was mention of a new number, 107, earlier this week. Yeah. What is that number for?
The 107 is a new number for emergency that will be introduced by Public Safety Department.
Uh-huh.
I think MMC SAN is going to launch it and launch it formally. And that will be a new number dedicated particularly to emergency services. And I think it will also assist in terms of ensuring that, because the people that will be now be on the other side of the line will be more capacitated, will be actually people that are trained, and it's going to be easier for people to log any emergency queries through that number.
All right. Thank you very much, MMC. The Finance MMC, Funzela Ngobeni.